Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. We just were talking in the Dummy of the Day about two dudes. They were Amish in Ohio. They ran from their horse and buggy, and for good reason. They were probably drunk. Police eventually stopped the buggy and the horse, and they found inside of it a bunch of empty bottles. They found cases of beer, some twisted tea, and a huge stereo system. I didn't know buggies had that, Mackenzie.
We are learning so much about the Amish because we are very inquisitive, and the phone lines have been blowing up, and everybody's dropping knowledge.
Hey, good morning. And who's this?
Nick.
Nick, and what's it called? Rumspringer?
Rumspringer.
Rumspringer.
Yeah.
Okay, and when does it happen? Like, how old do you have to be?
That I do believe it's right around, like you said, 18 years old. They, it's like a week or 2 weeks that they go out in when they get older to experience the real world.
And it lasts sometimes up to 2 years. I'm just looking it up here.
Wow, that's a long time.
You get to go and just experience life outside of the community without Amish restrictions.
Wait, but do they, like, give you money, too? Or do you have to, like, get a job yourself? You know what I mean? Like, how do you sustain that?
I don't know.
Wow. Dude, thank you for calling. We're getting a bunch of other phone calls. I want to talk to people.
They say it's around the age of 14 to 16, usually, but it can be older.
Okay, 833-563-2539 if you know anything about this. Andy, what do you know?
So, that time period that you were talking about is Rumspringer.
Yes.
Yeah, so like that's when they get to go out and be English is what they call us. And I'm not Amish. This is just what I've learned from like TV shows and like doing my own personal research. But yeah, so like they get to go out and explore and then figure out if they actually want to become Amish or not. So
that is so interesting. I wonder what the percentage is that actually comes back or else they taste the freedom and that.
I know a girl that was Amish and now she's not. Should I try to get her on the phone?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
oh, do it. That would be really awesome. Just because to hear her like perspective, because I know a lot of them like don't want to go back, but then some of them do. So
no, that's a tough spot to be in. Hey, thank you for the call. Scott, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What did you want to say?
Some things I do know is they don't have to have a driver's license to go down the street in their buggy.
Okay.
But one of the things I think is really strange is that Amish people only have to pay state taxes. They don't pay federal taxes.
Well, in that case, I think I'm about to become Amish.
That's what I think, too, because they're enjoying all the freedom and comfort and security that our military gives them, but don't contribute.
Cecily, you know the TV show that we're talking about. What is it?
Breaking Amish. It came out in, like, 2012.
Oh, about, like, the Amish mafia? Yeah, that's ringing a bell.
Well, it's like they go to New York and they like spend time in the city and stuff and they use electricity and like dress like normal, like jeans and stuff like that. And then like, but they're like totally disowned by their family. If they actually like that lifestyle, like they're disowned by it. Like their family won't take care of them anymore at all.
I think that's actually two different shows, Mackenzie. Like the one she's talking about, Bringing Amish. I think there is Amish Mafia, which by the way, hey, don't break my kneecaps if you're in the Amish Mafia. I'm not making fun of you. This is all inquisitive.
Yeah, we're just learning.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks.
833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just I had to chime in about this Amish story because I think I got a pretty hilarious story for y'all.
Oh, what's
All right,
up?
Let's hear it.
All right, so I had this friend in college, and he was not Amish. Nothing about this man was Amish, but it was very believable when he would say that he was, and he used it as sort of a stick to meet women in college. And he basically had his story down pat that he was on his Rumspringer, and he made this decision not to return back to his community, and you know, he was no longer part of his community, and he knew everything about Amish culture, and it just got to a point where, you know, we would think that how is this keep working, but it was pretty phenomenal how great he was at selling the story, and I mean, at one point, I started to believe that he was Amish.
Wait, did ladies actually like buy that up? And they're like, oh well, in that case, let me show you the real world.
Every single time.
Wow.
That's insane.
Without fail. Yeah, without fail. It got to the point where he met this one lady. She was really, really nice. And they actually ended up dating for almost an entire semester.
Uh-huh.
And he came up to me one day and he said, hey, listen, I'm starting to feel really bad about this. I think I have to come clean eventually.
Or become Amish.
Yeah, or become Amish. And he ended up telling the truth and they stopped dating because she wanted to surprise him and you know, visit the community again, and he was like,
gotta go.
My
Sorry,
life is
babe.
A lie. That's so interesting. That would not do it for me. a guy saying, hey, you know, guess what?
You wouldn't be like, oh, because I think someone would be like, oh, well, I'm going to show you everything about us American. Or what did they say? I forget, somebody said what it's called if you're like non-Amish, what it's called. But it's a whole nother thing. Once again, not trying to offend, just trying to understand. And that's what people are telling us. I still don't know much. I just know two dudes run from their Amish buggy. Their horse keeps on going. They got some twisted tea, some beer, and a banging stereo system.
Yeah. And I will say, I love the. I went. Have you ever shopped at like Amish furniture?
Some of the best food I've ever had is Amish stuff.
Amazing.
All right. Well, there we go. We're a very cultured show. I challenge anybody to say we're not.
But this just popped off out of nowhere.